Jerry Gould of UDS with this week's tip. Today I'd like to talk about how we oftentimes rely on what the sales consultant tells us and how that could be very wrong and send us down the wrong path. For example, many of us will do a 30 to 60 second briefing with the sales consultant to ask how the sale went down, what's the customer's intention on, did you go over the warranty with them, did you talk about extended service, vehicle service contracts, did you talk about any other products or services, what's their interest in financing with us, so on and so forth. And the sales consultant is only going to tell you what you want to hear. You know why? Because when they bring you a cash deal, you rip their head off. The only time you're nice to them is when you bring them a deal, a finance deal, okay? So they want to tell you stuff to like build you up, to give you confidence, when in fact, it's undermining your effort to do the real deal, to go out there open-minded to what's going on. Because if you go in there and you say, I understand you're paying cash for the car, you're only solidifying the fact that the customer's paying cash. If you go out there and say, hey, I understand you're going to your credit union, you're only solidifying the fact that they're going to the credit union. And certainly when they're financing the vehicle, you don't even ask that question. You just go out and do your thing, right? You've got to go out every single time, ask the customer how you're paying for the car. You've got to ask the questions, regardless of what the sales consultant tells you. Don't rely on what the sales consultant tells you. Go out there and seek the knowledge for yourself. Ask the right questions so that you can set the tone of what you need to do next. That's the tip of the week.